KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man on an assault charge last night in Villisca. Authorities say 47-year-old Robert Lee Herbst of Villisca was arrested for simple assault following an incident that occurred at 10:25 p.m. at the 400 block of East 5th Street in Villisca. Herbst was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak are investigating two reported burglaries. One occurred at 510 West Coolbaugh Street. Indications are that someone forced entry into the residence. Evidence was recovered at the scene. And officers were called to a residence in the 700 block of East Hillcrest Drive, where several items were taken. Authorities say there appears to have been no forced entry into the unoccupied residence there. A list of the items stolen was pending completion of an inventory. Red Oak police report several arrests took place on Saturday at around 12:30 p.m. 44-year-old Tiffany Jo Bredberg of Red Oak was arrested on an active Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Bredberg was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Just before 7 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Lane Michael Glander of Kansas City, Kansas for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 20-year-old Rock Pennington Jr. of Kansas City, Kansas was arrested for possession of stolen property. Both men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where Glander was being held on $1,000 bond and Pennington Jr. was being held on $300 bond. And just before 5 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 17-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton of Red Oak on charges of serious assault and disorderly conduct. Hamilton was cited in a juvenile court and then released to his guardian. The Iowa State Patrol reports one person died, another was seriously injured during a head-on crash Saturday night in Carroll County. Officials say 49-year-old David Allen Reisenberg of Carroll died at the scene of the crash on 245th Street, southeast of Halber. He was not wearing a seatbelt. A preliminary investigation determined a 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 26-year-old Andrew Stephen Behrens of Carroll was traveling east on 245th Street, and a 2009 Ford F-150 pickup driven by Reisenberg was traveling west. The Chevy crossed the center line of the road and hit the Ford head-on. After the collision, the F-150 came in to rest in the north ditch while the Silverado came to rest in the south ditch. Behrens was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Authorities say alcohol is believed to have played a role in the crash. It happened just before 10 p.m. Saturday. An investigation into the accident continues. Funeral services were held over the weekend for a woman who was killed in a fiery, wrong-way interstate crash that also killed two Des Moines police officers and another driver. A crowd gathered Saturday to mourn 32-year-old Tasha Nicole Hyatt of Des Moines during her funeral and burial in Council Bluffs. Hyatt was in a police car being transported from Council Bluffs to Des Moines on an arrest warrant when the crash occurred March 26th. Des Moines police officers Susan Farrell and Carlos Puente Morales, along with Benjamin Berry of Knoxville, the driver of the other vehicle involved, were also killed. The Reverend Joe Laughlin of Victory Church in Omaha, Nebraska, which Hyatt attended as a child, officiated at her funeral service. Laughlin said Hyatt was loved by her friends and family. A former Council Bluffs pediatrician, already in prison for child pornography and sex abuse charges, will be back in court to face a lawsuit in the case. Dennis Jones will appear in court tomorrow. More than a dozen families filed the lawsuit in 2014 against Jones, who was convicted that year of possessing child pornography and lascivious acts with a child. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison on each charge to be served simultaneously. Prosecutors say Jones had an estimated 1.2 million images of child pornography and 9,300 videos of child pornography in his possession, some of those being his young patients. Iowa authorities are continuing to investigate the death of a 41-year-old man who was acquitted in the death of a 2-year-old child in 2000. Jesse Wendelsdorf died last Thursday, 2 days after he was taken to a Sioux City hospital in serious condition. Wendelsdorf was acquitted of murder and sexual abuse charges in the death of his girlfriend's daughter. His girlfriend, Heidi Watkins, served nearly 13 years in prison in the death before she was paroled in 2013. Wendelsdorf later served several years in federal prison on drug charges before being released. And the director of environmental programs for the Iowa Soybean Association says Iowa's water quality issues have reached a tipping point.
We have to have strong soils. We have to have cleaner water. Our jobs and economy in this state depend on those things.
That's Roger Wolf of the Soybean Association. A host of different ideas are percolating in the legislature for financing water quality projects. They range from redirecting the checkoff dollars farmers send to commodity groups when selling grain and livestock to using some state gambling taxes on water quality rather than state government infrastructure. Wolf says cleaning up Iowa's waters should be a shared responsibility. Jan Glendening, the Natural Conservancy's state director, says it will take $4 billion to address the problem.
We have had significant water quality issues and natural resource issues for years here in Iowa, and it's something we need to invest in.
On Friday, Iowa Environmental Council Executive Director Ralph Rosenberg floated the idea of collecting a clean water fee on every bottle of water sold in the state to raise money for water quality projects.
It's urgent now. We don't want to have a Flint. We want to be proud of our rivers and lakes. We want to be proud of our waters, and that's what's urgent about. And if it means we have to raise some taxes, then I think the public will support that as well.
Rosenberg, Glendening, and Wolf all appeared on Iowa Public Television this weekend to discuss the issue. In our funeral announcements, Cornelia Christine Williams, age 93, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Cornelia Williams will be this morning at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Joyce Ann Bates, age 80, of Carson, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Joyce Bates will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And James Van Ginkle, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for James Van Ginkle are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.